Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Jesus is speaking. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him.
For those of us who are believers, false guilt can be an unbearable weight. The nagging sense of shame can lead to doubting the Lord's love and goodness. We might even start to wonder if our salvation is real. Thankfully, though, God wants us to know relief from that burden. First of all, it's helpful to identify the root cause of our false guilt. You could check yesterday's devotion for a description of some potential causes. Next, there are three truths to affirm. 1. Because I bear the image of my Creator, I am a special creation. Any reason we give to try to prove otherwise is a lie from Satan. We are each a one-of-a-kind creation. The Lord chose to endow us with specific talents and abilities meant to be used for His kingdom and His glory. 2. I am loved. Because the Heavenly Father loves us, He wants us to live with Him eternally. He sent His Son to pay the penalty for our sins with His death on the cross. We can't do anything to earn God's love. It is already ours for the receiving. And 3. I am forgiven. If we confess and repent of our sins, the Lord forgives. The Bible promises the process is as simple as that. Since it's Satan who creates feelings of false guilt, the final step is to renounce his lies. Make a declaration. In the name of Jesus, I reject these feelings of guilt. They have no scriptural basis. They are false, and I refuse to acknowledge them. As you truly believe that declaration, the heavy weight of guilt can lift from your heart.